that angels, demons, pukas, aliens, gods, ghosts, leprechauns, spirit guides, poltergeists, and sundry other marginally corporeal beings exist is not in serious dispute. I don't mean to suggest that the reality of these entities has been proven beyond reasonable doubt, but I do maintain that when a belief has been cultivated so assiduously by so many people for so long a time in so many places, it begins to acquire the weight of fact, whether or not it's real. I am saying, in other words, that discarnate intelligences exist in some way simply because we believe in them so diligently. They may not be aware they exist, but because we are, they do. They live in networks of belief and culture and language, just as viruses live and reproduce in computer networks. Actually, I think this analogy is quite useful. Computer viruses and other malware aren't intelligent or aware, at least not in any conventional sense, but they do travel about with something like agency, and they regularly affect humans for good and ill. I have engaged with spirit intelligences in various ways over the years. I followed the Jesus way for 2 decades, for example, and prayed to the sky god. That was powerful and effective, as I have documented elsewhere, but ultimately unpleasant. And for the last 6 years, I've maintained an altar to Ganesh and a few other advantageous beings, and that's working out pretty well so far. Just last year, I tried something new and added in my guardian angel, whose name, it turns out, is Frank. I read a book on the subject, which explained that communication with angels is not so hard. Like most communication with most entities, it's mainly a matter of courtesy and intent. So I began to chat with Frank. I'd ask for his advice sometimes or request his intervention in my affairs, and it worked. Frank has never spoken to me audibly, which is mostly okay with me, and when it comes to actual manipulation of reality, he's not a showboat, he's more the subtle type. Still, I have the definite sensation that he listens to me and responds in his quiet way. Put simply, initiating a relationship with my guardian angel, Frank, seems to have enriched my life considerably. As always, the explanation for this is subject to many possible interpretations. That I could be deluded is one obvious possibility. Or, bringing concerns and requests to Frank could function as a simple focusing mechanism, one that engages my subtle, poorly understood abilities to affect material reality. Or, an invisible angel could be responding to my will. I don't actually worry too much about it. I simply perform the experiments and record the results. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.